We are learning Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Chof Tes Amud Beis, and we are beginning the bottom line of Daf Chof Tes Amud Aleph. Amar Abaye, Lo Yishonu El Domam Mashatan Ibach. This only works if Reuven said, that I was Moida, I agree that I owed money, I was joking. Aval Omar, if, when they came to Bezdin, and they said, you said you owe me money, and he says, Nech, Lo Yishonu Dvar Moilam, I never said that. They bring Aiden that he said that. Then Huchza Kafrin, he's considered a Kafrin, and now even if he wants to make a Shvua, usually a La Adam is believed with a Shvua, he's not even believed anymore. Why is he not believed anymore? Because now he's a lawyer. Bishlom is the Meshatan Yibach, he's Moida. I said in front of people, I said it, but I was joking. But if he said I never said it, and I bring Aiden that he said it, even if they Aiden behind the curtain, might say, you said it, now you're a lawyer, then Huchza Kafrin. That's the first one the Yom says. Papa Reader Av Yibra Ada says, no, you're not a lawyer. Anything that's a joke, people don't remember. It's very possible, since he's making a joke, he doesn't remember what he said. Oh yeah, I said, I don't remember, I said that. I said that, okay. It wasn't serious, therefore, it's not considered a liar. A person planted Edim inside a bed canopy, and he goes over to his friend and says, yes, right. Omar, so he tried his luck, he says, what about iri v'shchivi lahava loch zadi? Could the people who are sleeping and awake be edim? Because I guess the guy who said that he's chayiv was choshed that there was someone inside the curtains. He said, but he figured maybe the guy's sleeping. You know that the guy who says he's chayiv thinks they're sleeping. So he says, could the sleeping edim be edim also? Amar leiloi. He said, no, I'm not masking any edim. Amar Rav Kano, amar leiloi. So then the edim don't work because and it's kisei meshatan yibach because he said, no, I don't want those edim. We'll see what the chiddush is in a second. It's possible the guy said he doesn't want the eidim. So what's the chiddush? We'll see in a second what the chiddush is. Another similar story. Who the achma eidim v'kiver v'chavrei? A guy planted two eidim in the basic chorus. He went up to his friends and said, "You owe me money. I'm only money be'otcha. I'm only hein." Yes. So he says, "Chaye meisi l'havelach sadi." Could the live and dead people be eidim? I'm only loy. No. So the Amrav Shimon, no, I'm only loy. He said no. So therefore, it's not good to eat this. So what do you see from these two stories? Amrav Vina v'tamer Papa. Shema mina maha. We see from here, how Domar Avi Domar Amarav, Tzorach Shiyama Atam Eidai. You have to say Atam Eidai, Loishno Ki Omar Loiva, but Loishno Ki Omar Malva, Veshosik Loiva, it's also good. You say like this, that here, if the Malva is the one who said Atam Eidai, it's enough as long as Loiva agrees. That means if, when the Malva says, because those dead people be Eidim, he would have been quiet, then that would have also been like Atam Eidai. Because Taimad the Omar Loiva Loi. Because the loyva said no, that's the chiddush of those stories. Only because he said loy. If he would not have said loy, been quiet, then it would have been considered good edim, even though actually loyva didn't say himself atam edai. But it's enough if the malva points them for edim and the loyva is quiet. That's enough to be considered edim, and you can't say that I was joking anymore. There was a certain guy, people were chaffering him, telling him, Kav Roshu, you're crazy debt. You owe the whole world money. So he says, Nech, oh, my master, who do I owe money to already? I have plenty of money. I only owe money to Reuven and Shimon. I only know only two people I owe money to. Okay, now those two people here that he's Moida, he owes them money, they came running to Bezdin, Gevaldik. Also, Tavinu Udin, they came and they brought him to Din, said he was Moida, that he's chayv to us too. Amram Nachman, Odom Ostish Loyaspia Satsmoi. A person will say, you know, I'm chayv, just to, he doesn't want to have ayin hara, and he doesn't want to look like he's seveya mimamun. That means over here, it's even without saying atam edai, so still he can say that loyaspia Satsmoi. He can say, you know, he wanted to make himself sound like he's not so rich. And therefore, what he said is not called Haidah. It's different than a Tviya. You have to remember, the other case is a case where a guy said, you owe me money. So there, if you say yes, and you don't claim Meshatan Yibach, then you're Chayiv. You have to claim, you have to tie Meshatan Yibach. Here, in this case, no one ever asked him for money directly. They just said, you owe people money. Said, yeah, I only owe those two people money. That's nothing, because Adam also speaks to me, huh?
Saying the whole world thinks you're a
bachelor. I know, it makes a difference, but still, and he wants...
Saying, I don't want to
right.
People
right. I know, those old people, he doesn't want anyone to think. If you say, no, I have millions of dollars in the bank, he doesn't want to do that. So he said, nah, yeah, of course, you're right, I owe some money, but that's also, it's all the most of his reassessment. That's the cloud. They call the guy, He was like a miser. And they called him, you're a fat mouse sitting on a bunch of dinrim. And the point is, you don't have none of them. A mouse has no use from a dinrim. He can't eat it. He can't bring it to the store. He's a mouse, after all. And he's using it as a bed. Same thing you're sleeping on your mattress with a bunch of cash on it. You don't do anything with it. So Kikos Shachiv, when he died, Omar, before his death, he said, I'm applying your plan, I owe two people money. So Basa the Shah, and this is like this is a guy who didn't want to give money away, so we assume it must be true. Basa the Shachiv, also to Vilna Yarshim. So after he died, those two people came to get that money, and they came to the Yarshim. Also came to Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yasi, Omalu. So Rabbi Meshoy said, yeah, the Yarshim have to pay. Why? That a person doesn't want to make himself rich. After he dies, he doesn't no klal like that, and he wouldn't mind being rich. And if he said this, he must be chayiv. So because no ein hara anymore, because he's not alive anymore. So paru palga, they paid half of it. They started paying back, paid half. Tavula didn't edich palgas. Those guys brought him to din again. The yarsh began for the other half. Where's the other half? Also, come here, Rabbi Chia. Amalahu, Rabbi Chia said, "Kashem she'odom asu shloy lasbi as atzma." Just like a person doesn't want to make himself look rich, kach odom asu shloy lasbi as banav. He does the same thing. He doesn't want to make his children look rich, and therefore, we can say it's just a joke. It's not true. Amrulei neizov nehader. Okay, so now. So she give back now the guys who took away half from the yard, should give it back. Oh no, kvahar is zaken. Rabbi Shmuel is very paskin on that half, and we're not going to be chayz on the din because it's not a tayyid v'amishta. It's a shaila in shikol das if we say it's chazaka or not. So therefore, no, leave the money there, but the other half you don't have to pay. Zot the gemara vayta shikol nu gemara. The shaila is if you can make it into a star. If someone's maida, that's for sure. There's no shaila about it. Hadas ba din makes you chayiv to pay. It's the only question I can say Mashat in Yibach. If I point to Eidim and I say I'm Chayiv, you're definitely Chayiv. Could I make it into a shtar or not? Now, what's the Maila of a shtar? The Maila of writing a shtar is that the Malva now has much more Koyach. First of all, he can collect from the Kuchos, he can collect from any properties that he sold. Number two is the Loive can't say Parati anymore without bringing Eidim because I have a shtar. So Shaila is, once I was Moed in front of Eidim with Atam Eidai, could we write up a shtar now or not? That's the question. Zot the Gemara, hoydu b'fnei shnayim v'konu miyadoi. If you're moida and you made a kinyan on this, you made a kinyan pseudo on what you're saying, koisvim, you could write a shtar. Because, like Rashi speaks out, that usually every kinyan is, a kinyan is oimid to be written. Stam kinyan l'ksiva oimid. So then koisvim, v'en la'av, but if he doesn't make a kinyan, ain't koisvim. But b'fnei shloisha, according to this man, yama b'fnei shloisha, but l'konam yadai, we'll see in machlekes about this. If they did in front of three, which they're a bezdin, and you didn't make a kinyan, maybe there it's different. Why? Because a bezdin has a koyach of hefker bezdin hefker. Maybe they could turn into a milv b'shtar. But if they shloish l'konam yadai, huh? Yeah, that's Rav Amar koyslim, they could write it because since you gather a bezdin, we're assuming you're allowing the bezdin to do this, and the loiv is agreeing to this. So koyslim, then you can write a shtar. Rav Asi Omer ain't koisvin, because Rav Asi was like you're saying that since it's three random people, I'm just making three eidim. I don't make a bezin. It's three eidim. That's all it is. Hava uvda v'chosher the Rav l'hod Rav Asi. Maisa Rav was tikkul moida to Rav Asi. There's a story that l'alach l'maisa Rav was chosher Rav Asi. Did not write a star just because you have three, because it's like three eidim. And the Gemara is going to say more. Omer Rav Ad Bahava Hayadisa. This haydah. Zimnin kasvinim zimnin kasvinim. Even in front of a bezin, sometimes he writes, sometimes he don't write. And he says like this. Kanifi viyasvi, if there were punk three people there, like I said, you don't write a star. Why? Because I didn't gather you. I came to say I'm chayiv. There were punk three people there, so therefore it's not a raya. He wants a bezdin. Kanfinu iu. If he gathered three people, then kasvinim. Because then it's muchach that, like Rashi says, dimin the kanif tlaso. Since he gathered three, daita abedin. He wants a bezdin. That's one man diyama. Rava says no. Rav Amar filu kanfinu iu like kasvinon. If you gather three people, maybe I'm gathering three of them. Ad umbulu havale I dine. Until he says, I want you to be a dayanim, then you could write it. Maravash says even more. Maravash Omar, afilu Omar havale I dine, like us, if you don't write it. Ad the kovi duchto, until you make it, like a dayanim, make a place. You sit down with your hat and jackets. Vishalchim, and you call all the guys to Bezdin, And you make a whole matzav. You make it into a real din. So koil va'im v'din, so it becomes a milvah v'shtar. First of all, there's a big koil, and then you can write the shtar. A kaponim, it has to be a real bezin, that's what Rashi says, but until you do that, it's not, it's just like three eidim. So something more about it. Hoyde v'matatli v'konu miyodei koisvin, v'lavin koisvin. So hoyde matatli is basically like hoyde bahava. It means, I'm moida that I owe you a certain matatlim. You said I borrowed matatlim from you, I owe it to you. And you make a kinyan, so then you write a star. We add a kinyan, you don't write a star. We add a kinyan on the hoidah, you do not write a star. But karkoya are different. If I'm moida to you, this karka is yours, and even without making a kinyan on that, zamaisa, in such a case, you could write a star. Because the karka, once I moida to you, the karka automatically goes to your rishos. Mekakoi v'loikonu miyadoi mai. Amei ma'amar. I'm already giving you again. It's machlokes again. Mekakoi v'loikonu miyadoi mai. Amei ma'amar in koisvin. Mazutcho am a koisvin. V'hilchus a koisvin. Why koisvin? Like I'm saying, I read the Rashi says. To kiven the oidilei. Since he was moided the dehu v'mixur gavain. He has to be collected. The vishlo matatuli milvaloid sonit no. It can be used. V'choy v'amu. I owe it to you back. Umilva per raya milvashtar. V'leinichalei laluma. I don't want to give you a chance to be having milvashtar. Avahalcha geluyim milsav amu. By karka, if I made it to you, then it's automatically yours. Now it's yours. You write a star in it. It's yours. It's your piece of property. It's not mechusha gavaina. So it makes a difference. The whole var of milvashtar milvape is in my power of collecting. If I'm saying this is yours, you don't have to collect it. It's yours. So it doesn't. The whole shail of star does not apply. Ravina iklo l'medaharya. Ravina went to a place called Daharya. Omole Rav Dimi barhuna medaharya Ravina. What about matatli v'isnu be'enayu? If the matatlim are be'en, and I'm moid it's yours, do you say when to your shos like karka or not? My. I have a watch, and it's be'en, and I'm moid the watch I have in my house is yours. Very good. So the Gemara thinks maybe because Ben, it's not. My omalei can record on me. It's like karka. Rashi, no. Kiven mechusse gevaino loy. Since you have to go collect it still, because it's a piece of metal, like a hide it still. It's not like just yours. A karka I can't hide. This is mechusse gevaino, therefore loy. That's what we pass in takam. Ahuay disa, there are certain star haida. Loy v'ksivbe didn't say omalono kosu v'chosmu. Didn't say in it that I allowed you to write the star. V'havulay. So Abaye v'Rava Adama Tavayu. So now you have a star that says Ruva was moided to Shimon and he owes him money. And two people signed on it. Now, it doesn't say that the Eidim write and he said we should write the star. Or, you know, if we made a Kenyan. Whatever, it doesn't say that. So the shaila is, do we assume that's what happened? Because Eidim don't just sign a star. Or, maybe not. So Abaye v'Rava Adama Tavayu Hayim d'Rosh Lakish. Don't Rosh Lakish Chazaka in Eidim Chois Ma'ashtar M'kinas L'Gadol. Rosh Lakish is talking about something else. Rosh Lakish is talking about that the halacha is you're not allowed to sell your father's properties until you're 20 years old. Now, if you have a star that the Yerushim sold something, so Rosh Lakish says if two of them sign on the star, it's a good sale because they wouldn't sign unless they knew he was a godly. He was 20. That's what it says. So same thing over here. Two Eidim will not sign unless they have a right to write the star. Because that's part of the trust in the Eidim, that they only did it correctly. Maskel Rav Papi, V'tem Rav Huna, Breid Rav Mi Kimidi, how could it be that Nalo Yadina, we don't know this halacha that you need that you can't write a star haida. We don't know this halacha. And V'sifri, Breid Bedina Yada, and the Yadam noticed, and like all the Eidim noticed, no one knows this. So Mar says, so therefore, it's not a chazak anymore. But the Mar says, no, it is a chazak. Why? Shalinu safre da baya v'yadi. They knew his halacha. The safre da rava v'yadi. They taka knew his halacha. They asked the safre da baya and safre and soif from a rava, and they knew this halacha that they actually knew this halacha that you have to have a kinyan and you only write a star in a case where you have a kinyan.